might be right.
George Strait there at 98Q. We're going to just duck out of George Strait here. We'll get to more George Strait a little bit later because we've got our sports reporter, 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens on the line with us. He is at the combines. He's down doing 40-yard sprints. He's doing everything the players are doing. Mike, how you doing down there?
I'm leaving the 40-yard sprints to Rich Eisen from the NFL Network.
Tell us where you are right now, Mike.
Well, I'm inside the Indiana Convention Center. There's about 1,000 media guys here.
1,000.
And there's about 9 football players at different podiums all talking. They're all college football players. Remember Graham Mertz, the former Badgers quarterback?
Right, right.
He's now just taken to the stage over there, and I've got a recorder going so I can check out what he says later on. But, we've had yesterday. So this is the combine, and so you're a football player like Hunter Waller from Muskego High outside of Milwaukee. Then you get into the Badgers program. You're there for 4 years, and you establish yourself as a safety and a guy that the teams are probably going to look at around the maybe the third or fourth round or so. And then you get invited down here to this combine. You're one of the top 300 players. They had about 329 actually report here. And so you do a physical. And then you interview with the teams, 20-minute interviews. And then you talk to the national media. And then you go out there at Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Indianapolis Colts, which is right across the street. And you run the 40 and the shuttles, and you lift weights and do the vertical jump, and they get the measurables. And a guy actually from Wisconsin, Gil Brandt, who was born in Milwaukee, went to UW-Madison back in the 40s, and I think his roommate and friend, Crazy Legs Hirsch, Elroy Hirsch, who became a great receiver for the Los Angeles Rams, he got Gil into the NFL. Gil became a scout, later moved to Dallas and helped Tom Landry built the Cowboys. He worked for 28 years for the Cowboys as a scout, and he came up with the idea, like, why are we flying all over the country to chase these college players? Let's just all fly them into a centrally located place, and so we can get all the measurables and save ourselves time and money that way. And so that's why they've been doing the combine here since 1987. So that's where I'm at. That's what's going on.
Have you discovered the secret formula of how to determine if a quarterback's any good or not? Have you discovered that there yet?
We're on year two, year three now with Jordan Love.
So, just generally in the NFL. Yeah, because we have the NFL owners and scouts, the ability to determine if a guy is going to be good or not has been something that they haven't been able to figure out yet, it seems like.
So. I'll tell you what. I'm nowhere near a scout. I do watch tape. I do watch these games, and I do have a feel for certain kinds of position and disposition, too. And I will tell you, about 5-6 years ago, I was down here, and it was said to be a really good class for quarterbacks. And up there was, Baker Mayfield. Oh, he was the one that everybody was talking about. He was going to go first, you know. Mm-hmm. Josh Rosen. Remember Josh Rosen? Where is he now, right? Mm-hmm. You know, he was like going to be the next Aaron Rodgers. And he was like arrogant and a little too cocky, a little too sure of himself. And then there was this big kid about 6'7", who I saw throw a ball flat-footed, effortlessly, 75 yards downfield. And it was a dime. And I listened to that kid talk for about 20 minutes down here, and then off to the side. He reminded me of Favre. He kept on referring to team. And it wasn't fake. It was just the way he was made up. His name is Josh Allen. Mm. And so when people were saying to me, so Baker Mayfield, you think I said, no, watch this Josh Allen kid. That's the kind of guy that I want to lead my football team. And so those are the kinds of experiences you can have down here from time to time.
Yeah. Wide receiver. I mean, the Packers, that's number one issue, isn't it, in the offseason with Christian Watson going down at the end of the year, question mark to start this year, Romeo Doubs, concussions. That's a big issue, right?
So I got a chance to talk to, for years, the general manager of the Packers held a private meeting, usually in Green Bay, maybe over lunch with the GM, especially through the Ted Thompson years. And only the newspaper guys About six or seven newspaper guys got into that meeting. Nobody from radio and TV. I guess I've been doing this long enough where maybe it was a little floor that got me in, but I got to sit at that table now the last couple of years. They do it down here at Indianapolis. I got down here on Monday. You get a little text, meet us in this room. You go to this hotel, you go to this conference room, and sure enough, there's Brian Gutekunst. We got to talk to him for an hour. My sense from Brian is, he's not going to give up crazy draft picks to add to wide receiver. He might have a trick up his sleeve. He's not that excited about this year's free agency class like he was last year, where, man, he hit gold between Xavier McKinney at safety, and seven interceptions, and Josh Jacobs becoming such a leader on offense at running back. I don't know if he's that confident he's got that. And then if it's Myles Garrett, the defensive end who wants out of the Browns. Oh, and I got a chance to get to this little circle around Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, who says, yeah, we're not letting Myles Garrett go.
Okay.
No, he's our property, and we've had talks with them. Those are private. Whatever, Myles still wants to get out of Cleveland. But everyone says, give up a couple of picks and get that guy, and it's like that ex-Reggie White. Brian Gutekunst is like, I'm not giving around two first-round picks for some 29-year-old guy. That's just not the way we play. So, so we feel that out. To answer your question about wide receiver, though, yeah, I think they're going to have to get one more guy. So Christian Watson has had the surgery, torn ACL, and the final regular season game in the loss to the Bears. And he won't be back until November. That's the word that we got.
Yeah.
Romeo Doubs, he had a couple of serious concussions. Is he concussion prone? They don't think so.
Yeah.
Jaden Reed, number 11. I told you after the game in Philadelphia that the season-ending loss in the playoffs, that I went to Jaden's locker. He turns around. He's got his arm in a sling. Mm. Dislocated shoulder. Had to have surgery. He's going to miss some of the OTAs, but otherwise, he should be back for them for this season.
Yeah.
And one other weird story was, did you hear about this thing about Kenny Clark?
No.
Jay Glazer from the NFL Network is famous for years ago. He used to go to Arizona all the time in the offseason. Why? That's where all the players were working. That's where they're doing their weightlifting around Phoenix. Do a little golf, get a little sun, and get your work in with trainers. And that's how he got to be such a great NFL insider for Fox.
Oh, yeah.
On Monday, he posts a video. Hi, it's Jay Glazer from the NFL on Fox, and I'm here in Panama, at a spa with a lot of NFL players, including Green Bay's Kenny Clark.
Nice.
What? And so it's a place where they get stem cell research treatment.
Oh, nice. Whatever it takes.
Well, the first thing, it's kind of like, is he down with some quack doctor down there or, Panama? Really? That's the best place to get treatment for a knee or something? And, I want to remind the jury that, stem cells have been controversial. It's not been allowed, in certain administrations, et cetera. And so some of these guys have to go out of the country to get their answers. And I asked Gutekunst about it. I said, you aware of this? He goes, yeah. He said, we know. He says, Flea, Brian Engel, our, head trainer, he knows about that. We like the players to check in with us. But it shows you that these players will pay this money out of their own pocket to do whatever they can to get their bodies ready, even if it has to be something exotic like going to Panama to get that kind of a result. So, those are the kind of stories we've been catching up on.
Packers got outed as the no tush push. Do you have your shirt on, being from Green Bay, no tush push? Do you have your T-shirt on today?
Yeah. No. I don't get it. I think it's a good football play. Some people talk about it, makes it look like rugby. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
The Eagles have this play where their offensive line gets down in a four-point stance. They get those pad levels of the offensive line and get it way down low. They do it better than anybody else. And Jalen Hurts then is that quarterback, does that sneak. And then people say, well, what hypocrites. Green Bay is the team that's famous for the quarterback sneak and Bart Starr. And go, yeah, but, and Mark Murphy made a comment in his letters to fans on the team website, actually at the start of this month, saying, yeah, I don't know if the Tush Bush is, should be in, because for years we couldn't push a player. And if you remember that iconic photo from Vernon Beaver of the Ice Bowl, with Bart slipping in behind Jerry Kramer for the quarterback sneak and the win over the Cowboys in the Ice Bowl. The Chuck Machine, the running back they picked up, who did such a great job in the second half of that season, you see him put his hands up over his head, and people think he's signaling touchdown. And I've interviewed Machine about 20 years ago. He says, no, no. He said, it was, you know, highly illegal to push your quarterback. So I put my hands up immediately to signal the rest. I didn't touch him.
Nice, nice.
So, you know, yeah, that's what. So Murphy, we ran into the hallway, Joel. He said, yeah, I didn't file the complaint. When I talked to Gudishinsk about it, he said, yeah, I'm aware that, you know, we've had discussions. I didn't file the complaint. So apparently it was LaFleur who filed the complaint.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Give me a name drop quick. Give me a big hitter you're hanging out with on the floor, a media person. Give me a quick name drop.
Stacey Dales from the NFL Network. Oh. Mike Florio is here. Chris Sims, you know, the son of Phil.
Yeah.
He comes on and does little interviews with us in some of the shows that I'm on and all that. And the guys from the NFL Network or from Sirius NFL Radio or here too, Pat Kerwin.
Nice.
But I'll tell you, though, it's not quite as big as a deal back in the day when it was like John Clayton, you know, Chris Mortensen, and, you know, Adam Scheffner broadcasting live here. You can tell some of the media cutbacks sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a lot more podcasters and a lot less network guys.
Yeah, but our big hitter, Mike Clemens, there. Mike, always good to talk to you. Enjoy your time there in Indy. Thanks for taking time to call us. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Joel. Thank you,
Bob. You bet. Mike Clemens, he's in Indianapolis. He's at the convention center there where they're sprinting and throwing and trying to figure out who the best quarterback is, you know. And they get little interview sessions with them, you know, trying to pick their brains to see if they're as smart as they think they are. So that's Mike Clemens. We'll post that on the podcast section of 98qcountry.com for you to listen back to. Some good stuff there live from Indianapolis here. Our very own Mike Clemens.